This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. Excavation begins today on a site in Boston's Chinatown neighborhood, which has been home to English, Irish, Syrian, and Chinese immigrants over the years. Joe Bagley is Boston City archaeologist. He's in charge of the dig, and he joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So tell us about this particular site. It has quite a history in terms of immigrants.
Yeah, one of the parts of Boston that was actually created in the 1840s. So on this site over the 19th century, we have wave after wave of immigrants coming in, and for the city, some rather unique communities that lived and called that area home.
What do you hope to find at this site? What would really excite you?
Our goal in archaeology is to always find stuff that tells us something about the story that we don't have written down. So my goal is to find artifacts that tell us about the daily lives of the people that lived in these homes or in this home. For us, one of the challenges in Boston is that we have a lot of written history, but, for example, our tax records only record adult men. So my goal is to find the other people that were in the house, because, you know, there's other people besides adult men, the women and children. As far as specific artifacts, I'd love to find artifacts related to the food that people were eating in the 19th and early 20th centuries, especially that Syrian and Chinese community, because that's two communities in the history of Boston that have been really underrepresented by history.
So a moment ago, you talked about filling in the history of the lives of women and children in Boston. What specifically are you looking for to help along those lines?
For children, it's always looking for toys. We're going to be digging in the backyard, and that was the place where children played. But also, toys were often used as teaching tools to train young girls into how to be wives, to train young boys into how to play and to build. And so those are the kind of insights we're going to get from the toys themselves. Because this is a house, we're going to be seeing a lot of the domestic artifacts that were used in the kitchen and the living room and the bedroom. And so those are the artifacts that are going to really tell us the story of some of the women in the family, especially since many of them would be homemakers at this time in the 19th and early 20th century.
How long are you going to be at this? Explain the scope of the dig and how you make sure it'll run smoothly.
So we scheduled out the dig for 8 weeks. However, it's going to really depend on how deep the site goes and just how much there is there. One of our worries going into a dig that's never been dug before is it intact? And by that I mean, are there deeply buried features that that will have things like an outhouse or a trash pit or a cistern where artifacts were deliberately placed basically as trash refuse? If we find a site that's really intact, it'll take us the full 8 weeks to dig because we'll have so much to go through. But if it's not as intact, then it'll kind of take less time.
What will happen to the artifacts you discover?
We have an archaeology laboratory out in West Roxbury where we will be cataloging, photographing, and digitizing everything that we find. So ultimately, we will hope to have a searchable database. Well, not hope. We will have a searchable database where you can see every artifact that we found, an archaeological report which will summarize all of the new information that we have and interpret all the artifacts that we found. And then we're already in discussion with the Chinese Historical Society of New England and our friends of the Boston Friends of Boston Archaeology about looking to funding sources for exhibits. We want to bring the artifacts back to the community, the highlight artifacts that really tell the story of the site, and exhibit them in public in Chinatown.
Joe Bagley, Boston City archaeologist, thanks a lot for speaking with us about this dig that begins in Chinatown today. Good luck and have fun.
Thanks very much.